Oliver, congratulations once again at going down to the wire here this afternoon with you top three, yourself, Piggy and Pippa, really destroying the spectators' fingernails. You made a really interesting comment about how we are right there snapping on the heels of the Germans, and you must be really excited about what the rivalry between the two nations is going to hold over the coming year or so.
You'd hope so, wouldn't you? I mean, it's very rare for Britain to be, you know, for three of us to all be sat at Burley 1-2-3 and to have a Kentucky winner, a Badminton winner, and now a Burley winner, all British, all at the same time. So, I mean, it's, you know, I think we're in a very special position. I think that the horsepower that's coming through looks top class, and next year's going to be very good.
Each one of you in the top three having that unfortunate rail, which really put the pressure on. When you came out, obviously there was nothing else you could do, but did you anticipate that the girls would mirror what happened to you?
You never know. You know, the top class jockeys on very good horses, but at the same time, as you say, once I'm out of the ring, I can't really do much about what they're up to. So, you know, I just try and do my own job and then watch it play out.
You've been an incredible example and a true example of professionalism this week, struggling with injury yourself, which you said is going to be sorted. It's not a long-term issue for you, but tough conditions for you this week.
Yeah, tough, but there's definitely no excuse when you're riding a horse of this caliber as long as you're half right. You know, it's not something you're thinking about whilst you're riding.
Well, as long as the right half's all right. Oliver, congratulations once again. Thank you.
Yeah, no bother whatsoever. Thank you.